Hey everybody, it's Anna Marie Ann Thomas here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. And we got all the life experience and you can't beat us, so there. Half joke, half serious. And I am part lady, part silly. Okay, so please do check out my company information below if you have not, and like, subscribe, it helps us out and grow faster. Please, please do. Another factor, which he forgot to mention from the millennial perspective, is some millennials are the unluckiest generation. We were hammered by the economy in 2008. I don't know if Stefan has ever had economic setbacks. I don't know him personally. This is not to go on a judgmental tangent against him. I'm just pointing out that he missed some things. So I'm a millennial. I was devastated by the economy in 2008, which a lot of people have, and it resonates. And it's like, okay, so how am I? I'm a workaholic right now. I work too. And today I got like kudos. He's like, Anna Marie, kudos to you. Damn, you're like superwoman. I was like, I'm trying to be. It's exhausting.
I've been where you've been.
Yeah, like two part-time jobs plus the business. It's not easy, guys. So, but yeah, he was, but it's like, okay, how can I make time to go on a date if I'm working all the time? You can't. You don't really can. You can't really, and you don't really have the energy to when you do.
No, not really.
Not really. So that's...
You can't even enjoy the money.
You can't even enjoy the money.
If you make a little extra money, you can't even enjoy that.
Barely, yeah, because you're like, oh, wait, I got to pay off bills and things like that. Yeah. This is the millennial reality, which I know a lot of y'all, I'm sure, can resonate with.
Well, I'll just say you had, just say you made a little bit more where you can, like, oh, buy something that you want.
Yeah.
But you're too tired. Yeah. I've been there because I've had three jobs before too, so I already know that, you know.
But the
financial status is
it's a huge factor
as far as being comfortable,
and it's also a big test of your relationship because you may be good together when things are fine, but then when the real world hits you, when you get a really tough experience, and you will you guys be able to sustain?
Exactly.
Is the question.
Exactly. And I got to go with perseverance again.
Yeah.
How much perseverance you have as far as, like, I'm just that old school dude that, like, if you my woman.
Yeah.
You're not going to be wanting like that. Not like that.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as financial.
Right.
You know, along with all the other stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But I can't see that. I can't see, you know, it's like I said, I can't help from being a Bible person. The Bible says if a man don't work, he shouldn't eat.
Yeah.
If you don't work, you shouldn't eat. I'm just using that for finances and stuff like that. I'm going to make sure you eat.
Yeah, well, I mean, it takes two to tango, right? Especially in this day and age, both people are working.
Yeah.
So, workaholism and economy is a huge factor, which he did not mention why people may be single, because some people are just... I've even talked to people that are on my age. They're like, no, I don't have time to date. I'm too exhausted, you know, to go out. So it's not necessarily that they don't want to. It's just they don't have energy.
Yeah.
They see it as a chore. And so because it does... The reality is like a lot of... And I was just talking to a friend of mine, the divorce rate and things are going up. Why? Because people don't understand what pursuing compatibility means.
Exactly.
We do not pursue compatibility properly. We're like, oh, I'm lonely and I'm good enough. You know, it's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But why are we settling for just okay?
Right.
Honestly, guys, I'm just tired of... I'm tired. I am just tired. So I'm looking for the guy to marry.
I'm
not going to scare the guy first day I go out with. That's just stupid. But, like, clearly, I'm, like, looking for a marriage.
I think that's how you should
be. In my stage.
And they hit a good point in that thing, too. That was a really good... Some of the content was really good.
Which part?
But my opinion, I think it was trying to swallow an elephant. He's trying to put too much content in there. But one of the part of the content that I liked was he said that... You gotta know the difference between a man and a woman.
How like genders don't want to compromise.
You
have to understand what attracts the opposite sex right now.
Right, right, and
which is definitely true. But men need to be aware of your male irritability.
Yeah,
FYI, if you want a woman to control her PMS, you gotta do the same.
That's like
be an adult.
Yeah, that's church.
Please be an adult. I can't stand man children.
Yeah, exactly. I always understand that women, what I what fascinates me about women is women are so multitaskful.
Yeah.
It's just in your nature. It's not against a man.
Right. Right.
Because you're so multitaskful.
Yeah.
Once you get tired, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You know.
Yeah. And it's your job, guys, to lift us up and be Superman. Yay.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, and just teaching younger guys and younger relationships. Most men that complain about sex, I said, your problem is you don't pay attention to your woman enough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because once she get tired, that's it.
All you need to do is, like, give her, sweetie, can I give you a massage? Sweetie, can I make you a bath? Sweetie, can I cook you dinner?
I can't let you get tired, though. Because
once
y'all get tired, that's it. You ain't getting none.
Well, right. Yeah, right. Well, what's your definition of tired, right?
Well, mentally, number one.
Oh, yeah.
Because you guys are so multitaskful.
That's true.
Here's why I like
to pick up the slack, guys.
Yeah, I like to use this example. But at least acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I like to use the example. What man sit around the house and said, oh, we got a toothpaste and washing powder. Little stuff like that. A woman gonna think about that. Man ain't gonna think about nothing like that, especially if you're a couple.
I had my ex thought about it, though, to be fair. It depends on the guy.
He's a rare.
There are some guys that think about that stuff. I've dated guys that think about those things. In this day and age, maybe it's a different generation.
No, I had to learn how to think about those things.
Well, people are different.
Because y'all women, y'all...
My ex was more detail-oriented than I was.
Yeah, I will say. Yeah.
I'm forgetful.
I always say, even though there are men cooks are the best than women, but who put a plate of food in front of you? A woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but anyway, we went off.
There are sexy guys that cook, and that's very attractive, guys. Get in touch with your inner man, cook.
I cook.
It's very attractive.
Yeah.
And then I keep getting attacked by bugs in my eyes and everything. Okay, another point also is people are still single because they don't know what love means.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad, you know? Like, I think that it's very sad that we're settling for just okay, you know? We're settling for just what works, what's there, you know, a lot of people are in the wrong relationship because they don't know what love means. And I was just talking about this guy the other day, how a lot of great guys are with the wrong women. Like, good women are more willing to wait, whereas guys, I love ya. Sometimes you accidentally think with your hormones a little too much and lustfulness and takes over. But then you get sucked in and you're too much of a pushover to say no to a woman that's treating you like a piece of crap. Right? When you can get a good woman that's giving you lots of lovies, better, treats you a lot better, gives you cards and gifts and all those lovey-dovey things and makes you actually feel appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have to feel all beat up. You could get hugs and kisses instead, which sounds pretty nice to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still say, you know, love is a very...
like you said, heavy, like love is powerful.
Very heavy term to use.
Yeah.
And the guy Stefan, he used that too about, you know, love and hate is very harsh terms.
Yeah.
Well, hate is a harsh term. Love is a very vast term.
Yeah.
It's so vast you can't fathom what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I say when you love someone and we use those little bitty things, you can't just cram it all in. You got to use this. Mm-hmm. Like the buffet. You're not going to get out every whole... You're not going to just get everything in the buffet. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this.
Right.
So I just say all that to say, all that being said, is that love, it's so vast. And what are you willing to put up with? And are you willing to put up with yourself? Are you...
Yeah. Would you want to put up with you?
Yeah.
If you can't apologize, would you want to deal with that? Think about it in that way.
How do you put up with yourself? How do you discipline yourself?
Yeah.
You know,
discipline's huge.
Self-discipline starts first before you can even get in the ballpark of what love is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just say on a smaller scale, love is putting up with one another. You know?
But in a positive way.
Yeah,
in a positive,
yeah. You want to get both.
You want to get both. I mean, if you're having your mood swings or time period, that's why we push mental health so much, because you have to, like, obviously everyone goes through phases. There's going to be heartbreak. It's right. just unfortunately a part of life. So we have to find a way at that balance between being there for each other at the same time dealing with our own crap.
Right, right.
You know, because it does drain your partner eventually, and then you get sucked into this like rut with each other if you can't.
I will say my experience being 17, going to the 17 years with my wife.
Yeah.
You do got to siphon all the garbage out of there. Yeah. You got to continue this because once you keep garbage in there, you're not going to last. No. You know, you got to, like you said, your one of your favorite examples, you didn't want to be nobody's babysitter.
No.
It's garbage.
Being an adult. It's garbage. I can't stand it. Just being an adult. I don't think it's a lot to ask for mental health and physical health.
It's garbage. It's just simple.
Be an adult. Be a man.
Yeah. So my mom used to, she used to really be on me about that, you know?
Yeah.
She said, you know, if the last person you're going to have is yourself. If you don't realize that, you're not going to be able to cohabitate with an opposite sex in harmony.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Would you want to put up with you?
Yeah. So you got to learn how to make sure you're okay. You're right. And you can love someone else and you can hope that they can give it back.
And acknowledge your weaknesses. Yeah. Like we all have weaknesses, but acknowledge it and be willing to work on it because you love yourself enough and respect yourself enough to do that. And you love your partner and respect them enough to do that for them also.
Yeah.
So even if you're not perfect at it, you can at least try because your partner will appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like all of the guys that I've ever dated were not necessarily the best communicators, but they tried.
Yeah.
And that's what I cared about most is trying.
Oh, yeah, that's us men. We do not want to talk about nothing.
Yeah, I know. All but I get it out of you guys because I love you.
All we do is think of, you're just nagging. You're just nagging. You
know? I humorously nag the men in the workplace. You and my co-founder humorously nagging.
So my wife get into her woman mode and her so-called nagging. When men can't talk either. But anyway, I'm just talking about a woman right now. When she started getting into her so-called nagging, I just walk away. She said, you're just going to walk away? Sure. I'll be back.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
I love you. I just need space.
I'll be back. Now, right now, there's a fire going on. Yeah. And I'm taking the fuel off.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
And then, okay, all right. What were we talking about?
How about a nag plus a kiss? That'll make you feel happy, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I get it like that every time. It's like,
that's funny.
No. Hold on. Let's get that. Wait the phone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Then we'll get back. Okay, what were we talking about?
That's funny.
Nothing.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Mad about nothing.
That's funny.
But yeah, that's some stuff, you know. We can write a trilogy if we keep going.
You know? Too much life experience between the two of us. And we didn't even plan on it. It's kind of funny.
But love is a good thing.
Yeah, it's love is a good thing. And you have to find it the right way and understand it. And it takes time to figure this out, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And remember, life experience is the greatest teacher. You cannot skip naivety. You cannot skip, like, valuing mental health. Eventually, it's going to come out, you know, eventually. Yeah.
You know, you can read a lot of books, like with this dude, Stefan. You can read a lot of books, and you can be a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Sometimes the bulk of your lecture or what you're speaking about has to be your life experience.
Yeah.
Now, you can give me terms in the book and this, and this, and I like to use this.
Because I've read a lot, and I just realized it was all crap.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't mean that disrespectfully, but it's like I just had a conversation with someone today and I told them like how, you know, I thought I'd be married by now. I thought I'd be happily married by now with a business with a bunch of dogs. Did it turn out that way? No.
Right.
And I had a lot of older generations told me it was all going to work out and it hasn't yet. Obviously, it's getting there, but not that it can't. But just the point is, it was kind of false hope in many ways. You know?
You can't have a lecture without an experience.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to lecture you, guess what? I'm going to give you all of my experience, but I'm going to use it in a lecture form.
Yeah.
You know, that's basically what it is. I mean, that's what I based what I got on when you informed me I should watch it. And I said, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to, as a matter of fact, I had to stop watching it because it was so extensive.
Well, it was just lacking in experience to me.
I was like, okay, all right, well, let me, then I turned it back on, you know.
Yeah, and, well, it's like, with all due respect, it's like, what do you know? You haven't been single in, like, God knows how long. You've been happily married, and right. So it's just like, right. Have some humility. At least my married friends are humble. It's like, well, what do I know? I don't know if my advice can help you, you know. Mm-hmm. So the lesson is, everybody, life experience is the greatest teacher. We could talk to you blue in the face, but you won't understand unless you experience it yourself. And life's hard. Sometimes life's hard. Love is always hopeful.
Mm. Thank you. Subscribe if you are willing and like our content.
And now, yeah, every subscriber, every like, every information, please, it helps us a lot to grow. We help you out. We help us out. It's a win-win for everybody. Check out my company information below because my company's working on a lot of ambitious projects. And that's it. Okie dokie. Multiple hugs a day. Keeps cricket this way. And sign our peace out. Okay, bye.